Six, I heard one speech from President Putin, maybe it was an interview, and he referred to a certain kind of Russian who feigns patriotism, but really their heart lies in traveling to France, traveling to London. They love their foie gras, they love their Western villas and the like, and that this tension between what he called patriotic Russians and these kinds of Russians who crave above all else integration of Russia into this global order, into this European set of values that he considers anti-Russian, always stayed with me because it really seemed like it was came from a very internal place. Is that the kind of group that you're talking about?
Yes, yes, that is political elite of 90s, because the absolute majority of the people now in power, they came in the 90s, and they stay here still. The situation is totally changed, but nevertheless, they keep their places. But Putin preferred not to punish them, not to fight with them, not to do what Dodge has made to many agencies, but rather to re-educate them, or maybe to seduce them, to give them place to give them peace, give them place in the power, but they should at least pretend to be patriot. So that is not about the sincerity of their conversion, ideological conversion. And Putin tolerates those who maybe with words are on the side of the greatness of Russia, of patriotism, and so on. But by him, he doesn't go deeper.
It sounds like you would like to see a kind of what you're calling dogeing of Russia.
Yes, yeah, I think that is the problem. We need doge for Russia. We need absolutely Russian mask. We need people like Tulsi Gabbard, Keshe Patel, Pete Hegseth, Robert Kennedy, and other hero of new Trump's revolution here, because we have many, many common points. The bureaucracy, the huge corruption on any level of Russian society, and the treason of Russian interests in favor of some other countries or groups' interests. So we are in very similar position, and we need Trump's revolution here, and dodging Russian state and political elites in order to purge this.
It's funny because a lot of anti-Trump liberals believe that Trump has brought the Russian transformation to the United States. In other words, you seem to be saying, oh, look, it's over there is what we need over here. And a lot of liberals believe that Trump has sort of copied Putin's
method. You see from the distance. You see only best thing on the other side.
So, always your neighbor's grass is greener.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That is. But at the same time, what I am admiring personally, that the how fast and how rapid this velocity of the changes, that is purely American. Putin makes everything very carefully, with delay, one step ahead, two step behind. That is, and finally, in 25 years, you could not recognize your country. Nothing was done. Nothing was declared openly. Nothing was changed. But everything is already changed, and we didn't remark that. With Trump, it's quite opposite. In 1 month, there is no more ancient regime. There is as Bolshevist
revolution. It's still there, but it's under attack quite openly.
Yes.
Thanks for watching this clip from System Update, our live show that airs every Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on Rumble. You can catch the full nightly shows live or view the backlog of episodes for free on our Rumble page. You can also find full episodes the morning after they air across all major podcasting platforms, including Spotify and Apple. All the information you need is linked below. We hope to see you there.